Lord, be our light when earthly darkness veils us. Lord, be our shield when earthly armor fails us. And in the day when hell itself assails us, grant us your peace, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on, Jeremiah. It can't be this bad. Did you hear his words? How can you talk to God that way? You even accused him of seducing you. That's the word you used. You have seduced me, used me in this relationship, abused me and abandoned me, and then hung me out to dry. Maybe you're just going through a rough spell in ministry, Jeremiah. That happens, you know. Remember the joy of ministry? We've all had our alligators, you know, those who whisper behind your back and hold those pre and post voters meetings in the parking lot of the church. Some of that comes with the territory of being pastors to saints who are still very much sinners. Maybe you just need a sabbatical, Jeremiah. And there's this new program from Concordia Health Plans about ministerial support. Good stuff. Use it. And if you're really feeling low, well, then there's expastors.com. I don't know if there's an exprophets.com, but there is an expastors.com that takes seriously the striking statistics of the burdens of pastoral ministry in our world and culture today. I know, Jeremiah, we really didn't prepare you for this at seminary. That must have been before the latest iteration of curriculum review. There's just no way we can prepare you for what is really the school of hard knocks. Yeah, it's tough out there, Jeremiah. We get it. We hear you. It's tough, it's rough. And it can be lonely. And yet, as you put it so powerfully, it's this calling from God that burns like a fire within us. And we cannot put it out. You did the right thing in the end, the only thing. You turned to God and not yourself. It's his ministry, not yours. Not ours, not mine. He will accomplish that for which he sends his word. That's what he said. It will not return void even if we don't see it. He will vindicate his cause, which is our cause, in the end. But Jeremiah, you probably should have stopped where the lectionary stopped. Quit while you were ahead. This lament psalm goes on. You see, he goes on from praise the Lord to cursed be the day I was born. It's only getting worse. Cursed be the man who brought the good news to my father that a son was born to him. Jeremiah, how can you talk to God that way? Better not to have been born? What about your legacy? The weeping prophet, yes, but one who stood up to opposition, who proclaimed God's judgment and God's restoration with power and conviction, and spoke of God's new creation and a new covenant. Not have been born? How can you talk to God that way? Well, because you can. And so can we. And that's okay, because the burdens of ministry need to be shared, and we can let it all out before God. He called us into this, and he will hear us out. He's there for us even when we cry out like desperate children. So, dear friends, in Christ. Yes, ministry can be tough. It can be rough, especially when the Word of God comes into and against its countercultural world with its countercultural truth. For Jeremiah, it was the waning days of the Davidic monarchy. They had dodged the Assyrian bullet, but now come the Babylonians, and there's no escape. This is it. They'll finish off Judah and the Davidic kingship as they knew and loved it once and for all. It was time for the final judgment. No more chances or hoped for changes. You see, the thing about new life, about rebirth, about rising from the dead, is that first you have to be dead. The old life has to be killed. It is a matter of life and death that we deal with, or to put it in biblical theological terms, it is a matter of death and life. And for those who proclaim that message, we do so as those who have already died, who have already been claimed as participants in the new life, the new creation, after death, after judgment. Yes, the burdens of ministry are hard and need to be shared, but Christ has shared them with us. More than shared them with us, he has borne them, borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And when that old life seems to be winning the day, and our old Adam and that of all those who seem to be surrounding us, even our friends, remember, we have already died. They can't kill us now. And we live a life that cannot be taken away. They can kill the body, but not baptismal life. That is the word of God within us. The word of God that we proclaim not as our good efforts or even our great but dismal failures, but as the word of God burning like that fire that can't be put out but must be let out, sent out, proclaimed to all the world. For in the end, it's all about, it's only about the word of God in Christ and his promises. In good Hebrew style, you see, Jeremiah did end in the right place, at the heart and center of his psalm. Sing to the Lord, praise the name of Yahweh. There is joy in the ministry. For he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of evildoers. Yes, dear friends in Christ, we are not alone. The burdens of ministry are shared in Christ's death and resurrection once for all. Shared with those around us, brothers and sisters in Christ, those who surround us here in space, and those who surround us also in time, before and after us, like Jeremiah and like those yet to come. We are not alone, but we go forth on the shoulders of giants, including the apostles and the prophets, and many even in our day who have suffered much, even death, for the name of Jesus. Those who, like us, actually did seek first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, which is ours, now and forever, in Jesus the Christ. In the name of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen.